You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay, 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at LakewoodChev.com. Our next guest played with the Edmonton Oil Kings for three full seasons. A lot of success every year, pretty much going to the league final every time. And it became old hat. Was drafted by the Ottawa Senators in the first round, 17th overall in 2013. And then last season was traded to the Calgary Flames. And earlier this week signed a two-year contract extension. Curtis Lazar joins us. Curtis, congrats on the two-year contract for you. And I think I know when I saw interviews with you and when you got traded, you were just looking to have a new start because your time in Ottawa, I think it's safe to say, definitely didn't go how you had it planned.
Yeah, first off, thank you. And you hit the nail on the head there. I really was looking for that fresh start, and I enjoyed my time right after the deadline there with the Calgary Flames. And we're on a roll there, which it was tough for me to get in the lineup, but that was almost a blessing in disguise. It allowed me to get settled into the city and, you know, become comfortable with the organization. And when I did get in a few games, I played pretty well. So this contract's good. It's that I'm excited for next year, and we'll see what happens.
Curtis, you're a player who everybody I talk to, they say, I'm not sure I've ever met a guy who always has a smile on his face, but I'm guessing the last few years, especially last season, probably in Ottawa, where, you know, you're a healthy scratch for a significant amount of time, first time in your career at any level that had ever happened. That really had to test your super upbeat attitude.
It did. And, it got to a point where, some days I didn't want to go to the rink. And I mean, you guys know who I am and what I'm all about. I mean, I love being around the guys and I love having fun, and to be in that mental state, it just wasn't healthy for myself. And, you know, when I did get to play, I wasn't that effective, and the domino effect kind of went the negative direction. But looking back now, I think it was almost, things happen for a reason, I guess you can say. And I'm very happy and, you know, ecstatic about the opportunity I have with the Flames because, they have faith in me and they believe in me, and this contract shows that they're committed to me. And being able to turn things around at the end of the season and get back into that good headspace, it's nothing but positive for myself and the Flames.
As a player, you know, an offensive player coming out of a junior, and, you know, I don't think many people expect you to be like a dominant first-line player in the NHL. It's really hard to be that guy. But I don't care who you are as a player. When you lose your confidence, you can try as hard as you want, but, you know, you probably don't make plays or at least try to make plays that you used to. Did you find that where, you know, maybe this past season in Ottawa, you mentioned how it wasn't fun to go to the rink, but your confidence was almost non-existent and it's really hard to play without confidence?
Oh, big time. I mean, confidence is probably the top of the list of things that players need to be successful. And you watch the superstars in this league and they're always handling the puck and, you know, they're trying stuff that, they don't always work, but when they do, I mean, something happens. And that's something that I was playing it so safe because I knew if I turn the puck over, well, then it's either, you know, I'm not going to be playing for the rest of the game or the next game after and so on and so forth. So, you know, just being able to, you know, get, I guess, you know, reinvent myself in that regard where, you know, you handle the puck and I use my strengths and skills that I showed off as an Edmonton Oil King and then really be able to utilize those in games down the stretch with Calgary. And I saw my potential come back and I saw my game come back where, you know, I'm carrying the puck, I'm using my speed, I'm, you know, hitting guys and everything like that. So, I mean, I'm very optimistic and I know the potential that I have, and, you know, getting this contract too, I mean, it makes me even more motivated to, show the Flames that they made the right choice.
Curtis Lazar joins us fresh off a two-year contract extension with the Calgary Flames. And, you know, that belief system in yourself, Curtis, it's huge for any human being, but for professional athlete, it's a must-have. And you see yourself, and just, I'm sure for your mental state, for you to see that, you had 3 points in four games in Calgary, as you mentioned, carrying the puck and hitting and skating. It's probably made this offseason much more enjoyable because you're like, okay, you know what? I believe I can do it, and I just proved to myself. Now it's just a factor of proving it to everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I didn't play much down the strip. So as soon as I got back here in Kelowna, I mean, I took about a week off and then I was back in the gym because, you know, I'm chomping at the bit to get going. And I think today was probably the most motivated I have ever been in the gym, knowing that the contract's over and I can just picture, the direction that our Flames are going this year. I mean, we made some great acquisitions this offseason and I feel that we're really going to be a force to reckon with.
When you look at your style of play in the NHL, and you're still a very young player, of course, you know, you just turned 22 years of age. What do you feel you can excel at in the NHL? What do you think you're going to bring to Calgary that maybe they didn't have?
No, I mean, even my time in Ottawa, one thing that I always focused on was energy. I mean, I think people saw that, you know, from whenever I started. I mean, growing up through the ranks and even my junior hockey is, you know, I love getting the people going and even my teammates. I mean, if it's blocking a shot, you know, it's taking a hit or giving a hit or, you know, scoring that big goal. I mean, and like you said, is I have that grin on. I mean, so a lot of time it's for excitement. Sometimes it's a little cheeky just to get the opponents off their game. But that's one area that I can excel. But also, I mean, my speed's something that I, you know, have as a strength that really opens up the ice to me. And, you know, on top of that too, is, you know, I'm happy to be out west. It's more of my brand of hockey, more of that rugged style and whatnot. So again, you go into training camp, hit the ground running, and just see where things take me.
Getting faster, getting stronger, every player wants to do it. What are you working on, skill development, you know, scoring from in tight, you know, working the puck off the boards? How much time do you balance just on getting stronger to skill development?
Yeah, I think I'm at the point now where a lot of it is skill development because, you know, the skill set that I had in junior, it kind of got washed away with, you know, limited roles and limited minutes that I had in Ottawa. So, you know, just the muscle memory comes back really fast, and I've already noticed that this summer. And I've started skating just for the past couple of weeks, but I'm starting to get, you know, my puck touches back and whatnot. But in saying that too, is I needed the strength, that mono that I had, you know, last summer leading up to, you know, getting sent down at the beginning of last year. It was tough to come back. I mean, you're trying to build strength and mass throughout the season, and that's one tough thing to do. And I've noticed this summer that, you know, I'm stronger than ever. I'm, you know, lifting more weight than I ever have too. And it's kind of that fine line between, you know, you got to be strong, but you got to be fast because it's a fast game nowadays.
Oh yeah, the game is incredibly fast. And so having been in the NHL now, and you know, even though you had some adversity, you obviously had, you know, stretches of success, so you feel that you can do it. What is the thing now that you've had 3 years in the NHL where you look and say, man, I didn't expect this, and this was harder than I thought it would be?
No, I think just, you know, the compete level on a night-to-night basis, it's something that, I mean, everyone, you know, you can say it as much as you want, but till you're actually out there on the ice competing, then you understand that, okay, it's a tough league. And you look at how good, you know, the goalies are, the defensemen are. And as a forward, I mean, it's tough to score goals. But in the big picture, I mean, the Stanley Cup's one of the toughest trophies to win. And, you know, you look what Pittsburgh was able to do back-to-back, but you look what the guys are playing through. I mean, the broken bones, the, you know, the separated shoulders and stuff like that. I mean, it's a man's game. And as a kid going out there, it can be a little intimidating. But, you know, you get to, you know, used to it pretty quick. And then you just try and, you know, cement yourself into the league and, you know, build your reputation so you don't get pushed around too much.
Curtis Lazar joins us fresh off a two-year contract extension with the Calgary Flames. Curtis, in your exit meetings with Glenn Gullitson, did he tell you specifically where he sees you fitting in this coming season with the team?
Not necessarily. Again, I played both center and wing and stuff. I played with many different players. So that's going to be a kind of the fine-tuning point in training camp where I'm sure I'll get looks. You have many players in different positions, and I really see myself as a natural center. That's where I've played the majority of my, you know, hockey career. Just being around the puck more so, you know, taking the faceoffs and being that, I guess, the guy that can be all over the ice, because I really do preach a 200-foot game, sorry. And but other than that, I mean, anything happens, as you know, changes are made within the game, you know, day to day and everything like that. So I'm very versatile in that regard. So anything that they throw at me, I'll be able to handle it.
Now, you know what? Every player, you just want a role. You just want a spot in the lineup. And, you know, beggars can't be choosers, as they say. But every player still has a certain sense of where they feel most comfortable at. When you talk to a coach in Glenn Gullitson, I'm sure he might ask you, are you very upfront and say, I believe I could help the team most playing center? I'm not going to pout or be upset if I don't. But do you make it clear to the coach where you feel you can contribute the most?
Yeah, I think so in that regard. But as, you know, the new guy and stuff, I was just trying to get into the lineup. And, you know, getting back into a more traditional system like Calgary compared to, you know, the trap system that Ottawa has, there were still a few adjustments where, you know, I had to get back to that tenacious style. And I mean, it's right up my alley, so it didn't take long. But, I mean, that's where you got to ask questions. And the biggest thing is for, I mean, young players at any level is, you know, you're always scared to go talk to the coach or, well, what if he gets mad here and there? Well, I mean, we're all on the same team at the end of the day, and you're trying to get better. So, yeah, I kind of had those talks. And like I told Coach Glenn, there's that, I see myself as a more effective centerman. I mean, will it happen? We don't know. But, you know, it's definitely up his sleeve if he ever wants to, you know, try it out.
What is it about center that you feel you're more effective at rather than the wing?
I think keeping my motion, like I said, that speed, because, you know, the quick transition game where I'm around the puck and I can really catch the defenders off guard, that's something that will lead to more offense. But also, I mean, I've always been a guy that doesn't cheat for the offense. I love being down low in the defensive zone, taking charge in that way too. So, I mean, as a winger, you're kind of standing around, you're watching your defensemen and stuff. And again, I'm fine with doing that, but just I like being more involved. You see, you know, so many players, I think many of the top forwards in the game growing up, I think everybody played center. So it's you know, a position, again, there are only four center spots and there's 8 winger spots. So, you know, you got to pick and choose who you want everywhere. But again, my versatility is big. And again, I've also had some time on defense way back when, so who knows what could happen.
Curtis Lazar joins us. Well, yeah, that would be a big stretch for sure. Now, who felt more comfortable, do you think, on a horse at Stampede, yourself or Gaudreau?
Oh, I mean, hands down, myself. That probably made my day, was seeing Johnny roll up with his Yeezy shoes on and his jogger pants and everything like that. And that's another cool thing, is with the Stampede being in Calgary, getting involved in the community. And I mean, a few people were quite scared when Johnny fell off his horse, but you know, like the cowboy he is, he got back up and rode it like a champ.
He fell off his horse?
Yeah, we got to the grounds. We were waiting for the parade to start. So we had about 40 minutes to kill. And yeah, his horse didn't like him, or he did something. And I think it was just keeping him honest. But yeah, Johnny went flying and he barreled out of it, and no harm done, thankfully. But it made for a good laugh.
Now, you guys, those weren't your shirts of choice, right? You were probably given those shirts to wear, weren't you? Those are terrible.
Yeah, again, I'm colorblind, so It wouldn't make a difference. But that was nice to be involved, because again, everyone was matching, and got to feel like a cowboy for a day.
That's very true. It's very true. Well, Curtis, enjoy the summer. Congratulations on the new deal, and welcome to the other side of the Battle of Alberta. You obviously saw it at the Western Hockey League level, and at the NHL, it'll be magnified somewhat. And with both teams in the postseason last season, I think everybody in Alberta would love to somehow see Edmonton and Calgary meet in the playoffs this coming season.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. I can't wait to play spoiler for the bad guys this time around.
All right. Appreciate your time.
Bye.
Curtis Lazar.